With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Montana's political leaders are overwhelmingly male. That's according to a recent national report. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
DC nonprofit Represent Women released this year's Gender Parity Index in July. In it, Montana was the third lowest ranking state, scoring roughly 11 points out of a possible 100. The study took both historical and current political leadership into account. While Montana was the first state to elect a female legislator to the U.S. Congress, it hasn't elected a woman to federal office since the 1940s. In the past, Montana has also had only one female governor. Today, 30% of Montana state legislators are women. That's slightly above the national average of 29%. Only two states ranked lower than Montana, with Utah at 50 and Louisiana at 49. Wyoming pulled in at 26. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
A former Blackfeet tribal chairman has made a deal with prosecutors to plead guilty to reduced charges connected to allegations that he stole from the Montana tribe's Head Start program. The plea agreement filed in U.S. District Court yesterday says Willie Sharp has agreed to plead guilty to wire fraud and to pay restitution. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris scheduled a hearing for November 6th. Prosecutors accused Sharp of illegally approving more than $232,000 in overtime pay for himself, his wife, and others in 2014. The charge carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Federal prosecutors agreed to recommend a lighter sentence because he's accepting responsibility. State health officials say a teenager has died related to a vaping-associated illness. The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services announced today it's the state's first identified death linked with the national outbreak of e-cigarette use. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The health department says the case involves a person in their late teens with a history of vaping. No additional information is being released about the individual. State health officials say the cause of death is pulmonary disease and is associated with vaping, but details beyond that are unclear. Laura Williamson is the state epidemiologist.
We're still investigating the cause or causes of this particular death and of course, the nationally what's going on with these illnesses. And so we're still investigating what this individual vaped in the weeks and months leading up to the death.
The health department's announcement comes less than a month since state health officials confirmed the first case linking electronic cigarette use in Montana to severe lung disease. DPHHS says three cases, including the death announced Wednesday, are confirmed in the state. As of last week, the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported nearly 1,300 lung injury cases associated with the use of e-cigarettes or vapes. The CDC also reports 26 deaths across the country. Last week, Governor Steve Bullock directed state health officials to enact an emergency temporary ban on the sale of flavored e-cigarettes. The 120-day ban goes into effect Tuesday. Vaping business groups say they plan to challenge the temporary ban in court. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
A Montana college faculty union has filed a grievance against the University of Montana, claiming the school heavily relies on adjunct instructors. The Missoulian reported yesterday that the Missoula College Faculty Association filed the complaint in April after months of trying to informally resolve it. But as of Thursday, talks remained in the preliminary phase. School policy says part-time and non-tenure track faculty must not exceed 25% of any department's full-time equivalents. Association members say up to 80% of their workforce was made up of adjuncts at the start of last academic year. A university spokeswoman says they are believed to be compliant with the faculty bargaining agreement and are seeking to reach a positive outcome. Officials say the university and union must attempt to resolve the dispute before proceeding to arbitration. A prescribed fire in Missoula's Rattlesnake Corridor is sending up plumes of smoke today. District Fire Manager Jesse Kerpis says the 44-acre fire is dying down, but staff is closely monitoring the burn and extinguishing hotspots. He expects smoke to be visible for the next several days until the week's forecast of rain and snow puts out any remaining embers. The fire is part of the Forest Service's Marshall Woods Restoration Project. Two grizzly bear cubs were killed by a train northwest of Whitefish. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks discovered the carcasses Tuesday. Trains have now killed more grizzlies in 2019 than any year on record. FWP notified the U.S. Forest Service about the carcasses along the BNSF railway near Trigo. The agency also investigated the incident but could not determine when the cubs were killed. FWP was also unable to locate the mother of the cubs nearby. Today, a federal civil rights agency filed a sexual harassment lawsuit on the behalf of a former electric cooperative employee in northeastern Montana. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission lawsuit alleges that the current general manager at Norval Electric Cooperative in Glasgow sexually harassed an employee between May and October 2017 and then threatened her job when she tried to report the harassment. EEOC senior trial attorney Amos Blackman says the woman was effectively forced to leave her job after she was blocked from filing the report with an authority above the general manager.
There's both the sexual harassment and then that retaliation, and those are both twin aspects of this case.
The lawsuit claims that the general manager repeatedly threatened the employee's job and created a hostile environment. YPR did not receive a comment from Norval by the time the story aired. A press release from EEOC states the court complaint comes after attempts at a conciliation agreement, and the woman also filed a charge with the Montana Human Rights Bureau. EEOC is seeking money damages on behalf of the victim, in addition to company policy changes. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Republican Steve Daines reported bringing in $1.2 million from donors and political committees over the last 3 months as he seeks a second term as Montana's junior U.S. Senator. Two Democrats competing for the chance to take Daines on in next year's general election, each reported raising just a fraction of the incumbent's haul. In the race for Montana's open U.S. House seat, State Auditor Matt Rosendale led the Republican field in fundraising with nearly $452,000 for the quarter. Among the Democratic candidates, former state legislator Kathleen Williams raised the most with $380,000 over the three-month period. Peyton Butler, Montana Public Radio.